Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, an Iranian diplomat shot by gunmen in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a has died from his wounds. Members of a terrorist group first tried to kidnap Iran's commercial attaché, but when they faced resistance, opened fire upon him. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian says the diplomat died in the hospital. The foreign minister has strongly condemned the terrorist attack, and according to foreign ministry spokeswoman, Yemeni authorities are investigating the incident. Let's cross over to Louisiana, the United States, joined by Middle East expert, Mr. Hisham Talawi. Good to have you with us, Mr. Talawi. Well, Mr. Talawi, we have seen recently, actually, an Iranian diplomat killed in Lebanon. Now we see an Iranian diplomat being killed in Yemen. And not only an Iranian diplomat being killed in Yemen, but we've seen this lack of stability on the ground in Yemen in general. What's behind overall this lack of stability, for example, in Yemen, and actually that we're seeing in much of the region in many countries today?
Well, unfortunately, they have succeeded in putting Muslims against Muslims and Shiites against Sunnis and Sunnis against Sunnis and Shiites against Shiites, et cetera, throughout the whole area there. So what's going on in Yemen, what's going on in Lebanon, and what's going on in Syria, and what's going on all over the place, it's all connected. And with Iran being so close to that area and so close involved in that area, it is, and also since the power shifting throughout the Middle East, we have seen days where Qatar and Saudi Arabia were on top of the scale. Now are being pushed back, and I think it's probably a reaction to what is going on now, especially with the Geneva II drawing close. So we can see a lot of turmoil and a lot of, and I do believe that Iran will play a much closer role now since things on the ground have very much, I don't want to say settled down, but the borders of what is going on the ground is being defined clearly. And especially with what is going on in Saudi Arabia and throughout the region. So, you will see turmoil and unrest throughout that area because of the things that I have mentioned, that they're succeeded to put people against each other.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Hisham Talawi, Middle East expert out of Louisiana.